The town of Grafton will most likely not vote on a proposed commercial wind project in November. And a spokesman for the wind developer says the company's not sure a vote held outside of Election Day will carry the same weight. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Iberdrola Renewables wants to build Vermont's largest commercial wind project in the southern Vermont towns of Grafton and Windham. The company wants to build 2,500-foot wind turbines in Windham and 8 in Grafton. But before applying for state permits, the company said it would first ask each town how it feels about the project through a public vote and would honor the results. Windham scheduled a vote for Election Day, but Grafton says it needs more time before holding a public vote. Iberdrola spokesman Paul Kopelman says the company has been meeting with town officials for 4 years with an eye toward a vote during the 2016 presidential election.
There's no greater opportunity to hear from Vermont residents than a presidential general election, which is why we have pointed to that date for some time. So it's disappointing to experience these delays, especially when the result will almost ensure decreased voter turnout.
Grafton Select Board Chairman Ron Paulette says Vermont's new energy siting law gives towns more say in the public service board process if there's an updated town plan in place. Paulette says Grafton is still working on its plan, and he doesn't want to hold a vote until the town plan is complete.
I'm going to be contacting Iberdrola, letting them know that we may very well not be able to meet the November vote, and then, you know, asking if they'll still honor their commitment to us about what they would do given the results of the vote if we end up voting later in the year or early next year.
Paulette says Grafton has been working on its town plan for more than 3 years, but the energy section has been a source of intense disagreement among the Planning Commission members. Iberdrola hopes to apply for its state permits for the 96-megawatt project next year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.